They caught me in the marketplace where my people used to sell clothes, where Albanians now sell contraband. Four men threw me into the back seat of a blue Lada, yelling, "We told you, no more gypsies in Pristina." As I was pushed down on the floor, I felt the gun barrel in my left ear. It was so cold, I jerked, just as someone pulled the trigger. Blood splattered the side of my face from the wound in my shoulder. I collapsed, pretending to be dead. I prayed to my dear deceased mother, to all gypsy ghosts, that these men wouldn't see from where the blood was oozing. When we arrived, they dragged me out by my feet. My head crashed on the ground, bouncing over several stones. They threw me head first into a well. I never reached the water. There were too many bodies. I lay crumpled up, almost unconscious, until the smell and sting of wet lime brought me back to my senses. I held my breath until I heard the car leave, and then choked on the stench around me. With only one hand, I pulled myself over stiff legs that became my ladder to climb out. My face, my hands, my whole body burned from the lime. I used grass to wipe off what I could, then stumbled down a dirt road toward a long line of slow-moving lights. 20 minutes later, I was on the highway, watching olive-colored trucks and jeeps driving past me as if I were a telephone pole. I finally collapsed in front of two headlights. I couldn't tell if the last sound I heard was a screech or a scream. The next day in a military hospital, NATO interviewed me for a few minutes. The Albanian interpreter made the soldiers smile. By midday, I was walking through a woods, following a wagon trail nobody uses anymore, except gypsies, escaping a country where they have lived for almost 700 years.